At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And joining me now, the man himself, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, good to see you, my friend.
It's good to be on with you, sir.
It was great to see you at Fox News Monday, and boy, you clean up nice.
Well, I appreciate that. I got to tell you, it's good any time that I can bump into you.
It was so funny. We're just randomly in the green room. I'm like, oh, I'm in a T-shirt and I had not changed yet for the day. But it was good to see you. And this is a big day for us now in New Jersey. We got a strong candidate here. We can do this.
Yeah, look, I think Jack Cittarelli, obviously, very, very strong performance in the primary. And I think he's coming at this race with exactly the right attitude because, you know, what we have seen, you know, over the last, you know, several years in New Jersey is just a continual drift to the left that is leaving citizens out and they're not being taken care of. You know, you've got the highest tax rates in the country. You're 49th out of 50 right now in terms of competitiveness. And the state is ready to make a change, a lot like what we just saw the United States do over the course of the 24 election cycle. So there really is a good opportunity, and Jack is a great candidate ready for this moment.
Now, the entire state assembly, the lower house in the legislature, is up for grabs. He told me yesterday on the show he thinks he can flip 12 seats and bring a Republican majority. That would be huge.
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, look, when you think about in New Jersey, the conversation that they're having right now is very similar to what we saw in Virginia back in 2021, where we saw Glenn Youngkin, you know, kind of come in after a prolonged period of Democratic control, having the House, the Senate, and the governorship. But the people, you know, were looking around at the economy. They're looking around, you know, at their schools. They're looking around at the issues they care about. And the Democratic Party is just reflexively going back to the same playbook over and over and over again. We need to do better in New Jersey, and I think that Jack Cittarelli is a guy to be a change agent there.
Now, what is the Republican National Committee going to do to help?
Yeah, I had a great conversation with Jack last night. First off, just to tell him congratulations on the good win. And then second, to let him know that the RNC is absolutely going to be there. You know, the first fundamental thing that we're going to be doing, we already have set up an election integrity program in the state. We're going to kind of sit down with him and Mark, you know, walk him through everything that we're doing. You know, and we want to make sure that we're going to have, you know, the rules of the road set up before Election Day the way they need to be set up. We're going to have volunteers volunteers who are going to serve as poll workers and poll judges. We'll have attorneys that are going to be on the ground in every precinct so that whenever a vote is cast or counted, we're going to be in the room and we're going to have a conversation that's very important about making it easy to vote and hard to cheat in New Jersey. The second thing we're going to do is work with the New Jersey GOP and make sure that we run our victory program and we're there to help get out the vote, because obviously in order for you to win in a battleground, you need three things. You got to have a great candidate who runs a great race. You got to get out the vote. And you got to protect the ballot.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of protecting the ballot, I mean, you did an outstanding job in Pennsylvania. I've told you this before, but your work, Linda Kearns, Laura Trump, I mean, the whole team did such a great job with the integrity program in Pennsylvania. The late Brendan Byrne, a Democrat governor, used to have a joke, as I'm sure you've heard. He'd always said, when I die, I want to be buried in Camden County so I can come back and be active in politics. There's been a long thing in New Jersey about cheating. I mean, we know it. We've seen it. I've been in Jersey politics since I was in sixth grade. They've everything from handing out cigarettes to literally street money. So that election integrity is going to go a very, very long way. There's also, I mean, last year we had people waiting in line for 4 hours to vote in certain precincts. There's a lot of questions around the new voting system they have. So all of that is important. And then encouraging people to vote early and encouraging people to vote by mail.
Yeah, look, when we talk about getting out the vote, we need to understand that we have the laws in New Jersey that we have. They allow early voting. They allow vote by mail. We want to take advantage of that. We want to make sure that we're going to get everybody to the polls. Understand issues do pop up on Election Day. Sometimes it's rain. Sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes it's a child who's sick and you have to stay at home with them. You know, there's always something. So we want to make sure people have the opportunity to get up and out. You know, what we saw nationally last year, over 50% of all Republican votes were cast before Election Day. And look, if people are going to go vote before Election Day, I want to make sure that they're going to be informed voters. So you can look for the information flow going to the voters earlier than ever before, so that any time that they vote, they're going to be in a place to make an informed vote.
Chairman Whatley, let me ask you about President Trump here. You know, the Democrats, Mikey Sherrill last night, the Democrat nominee, her entire speech was about Trump. She's made a lot of money as a member of Congress, and the Chitarelli campaign's already hitting her on that hard, big time, which is good. But, what I'm watching, what I'm seeing right now, whether it's California or these Democrat members of Congress who are purposely, I think, trying to get arrested, this idea of the Democrats just looking to be this radical opposition to the president, this is not what people want. I mean, the president won every swing state, won the Electoral College, won the popular vote. The American people want people to work with this guy and get things done to make their lives better. The Democrats do not seem to understand that.
No, look, the Democrats, the only thing that they're fully unified on right now is an agenda that involves open borders, inflationary spending, and a weak America. That's not what the American people want. That's why President Trump, the Republicans in the House, Republicans in Senate, were able to get the majorities to be able to get the mandate that they had to lead. And right now, the Democrats are doubling down on the same failed policy that they had in 2024. And it's not going to work in New Jersey. It's not going to work anywhere else. And reflexive opposition to the president has put them on the wrong side of several 80-20 issues, including deporting violent, criminal, illegal aliens, yeah, including men and women's locker rooms and boys and women's sports. You can go down the list of issues where the Democrats, just because they hate President Trump, are on the wrong side and taking it to the voters who are not going to be in the same position as they are.
I mean, what's happening in Los Angeles right now? And then for Gavin Newsom to come out and act like, you know, this is some sort of tyranny. And to hear Democrats act as if the mere sight of a National Guardsman is somehow causes rage and like a virus and then causes people to act violently. It's so utterly ridiculous. The American people want law and order. I mean, my God, they want to go to work. They want to be able to get their kids to school. They don't want to deal with people throwing rocks at cars in the streets and blowing them up and blocking traffic. That's the bottom line. It's amazing we have to even have this conversation. But hey, that's where they are. And a big part of it, I think, comes from the fact they have no leadership. You and I were joking Monday about the fact that, you know, the chairman of the Democrat Party was crying and saying he doesn't want to do the job anymore. Nobody knows who he is. They got David Hogg. I mean, they're just a mess right now.
Yeah, they are, but they're completely unified on an agenda that involves open borders, inflationary spending, and a weak America. You know, the fact is, you go down to California right now, you have Gavin Newsom and Mayor Bass, who are fighting harder for violent, criminal, illegal aliens than they are their own constituents. They are refusing to protect their own cities, and they're really, truly laying it out right now to protect these rioters and make sure that the message they're sending to ICE is, look, we won't riot as long as you leave us alone. That is not a solution. They should not be here in the first place. They need to get deported. The American people have voted for this agenda. They want to see the president keeping his promise. And, you know, for any Democrat who thinks that it's a winning political issue to double down on supporting violent, criminal, illegal aliens, they're going to suffer at the ballot box.
Chairman Michael Whatley is with me, chairman of the Republican National Committee. Let's talk about what's going on in Washington, the One Big Beautiful Bill. I had Congressman Guy Reschenthaler on with me yesterday, the chief deputy whip. I know they're still working things out in the Senate, but ultimately, I do believe they're going to come to something here, and they need to, obviously. What's the latest on all that?
Well, look, the fact is that we're watching the old Schoolhouse Rock Saturday morning cartoon, I'm Just a Bill, play out in real time, right? There are a lot of negotiations that are taking place in the Senate right now. There will ultimately be negotiations between the House and the Senate. But you're right. They're going to get this bill done to the sent to the president. And they need to, right? We need the Trump tax cuts extended. 80% of American voters want to see these tax cuts extended, including 72% of Democrats and 81% of independents. The American public broadly supports no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no, you know, tax cuts on Social Security for seniors. They want to see the provisions in here that support ICE and are going to build the wall. The national security provisions are very important, and provisions to unleash American energy. This bill embodies the agenda that President Trump and Republicans ran on in 2024. We need to get it to the president's desk, and I have no doubt that they are going to get it to the president's desk.
Going back to New Jersey for a second, I've been very happy to see the way that Republican registrations are far outpassing Democrat registrations right now. That's a very key part of this of this effort, no doubt about that. And you made a comment to me on Monday. You said the goal here is to turn the registered voters, the people that are already registered, into activists, right?
Yeah, what we want to do is take somebody that we know is going to vote for us and have them go talk to five other people, right? Talk to friends and family members and colleagues and coworkers and tell them how important this election cycle is and get them to commit to vote. The 5-minute conversation is the single most important tool that we have in all elections across the country, right? We know that we're going to be sending out digital messages. We know we're going to send out emails. We're going to send out texts. We're going to have direct mail. We're going to have TV ads and radio ads. But honestly, the one thing that cuts through all the noise is a conversation with somebody that you trust, somebody that they can say, this is why it matters to me and this is why it matters to you.
Yeah, I agree with you. And when people hear it from people they trust and people they know, that makes a huge difference. No question about it. And the other thing I think that makes a huge difference is just the fact that when people look at their energy bills and their food bills and everything else, New Jersey in particular is about to get hammered by high electricity rates because of the Democrats' green energy scams. The One Big Beautiful Bill gets rid of a lot of those. But man, you know, if Trump had not won, we'd be watching them destroy the Jersey Shore right now with these massive wind turbines. We would be watching as New Jersey continued to have to buy energy from out of state and bring it in. Chitterelli changes all that. I think that the energy issue is going to play big. You mentioned the schools. The school issue is going to play big, too. And then let's not forget something else, too. Having a president in the White House who's of the same political party as the governor who can actually work with him and get things done. To me, I think that message resonates a whole lot more than elect me so I can be the opposition. Nobody wants opposition. They want things done. They want to get things done and make their lives better.
Yeah, look, the reason that Republicans did so well in 2024 is because we talked to the voters. We understood the issues that they care about, and we put solutions on the table. That's what Jack Cittarelli is doing right now in New Jersey. He's talking to voters. He understands the fact that, grocery prices are too high. Gasoline and electricity prices are too high. Schools are not getting done what they need to get done to teach our kids. We don't need indoctrination camps. We need to teach them how to think critically and how to succeed. In a world market. That's what Jack's going to come to the table with. It's the same common sense agenda that Republicans won on in 2024. And it is very curious to me that the Democrats have not learned a thing about the 2024 election cycle. They haven't learned a thing from those election cycle. And the fact that Mikey Sherrill is going to double down on every single policy issue that Kamala Harris ran on, that's not what New Jersey families need or communities.
No, it's crazy. I mean, it really is. It's nuts. Last thing before I let you go, Mr. Chairman, the president is very popular on the deportation issue. Shocking to places like CNN that have to report on this, but people support him. I mean, they want these violent, criminal, illegal aliens gone. I watch as the Democrats keep dying on this hill, supporting people like Kilmer Abrego-Garcia and others, you know, protesting outside of ICE facilities, purposely trying to get arrested. I mean, and yet... besides all that, the president still more popular than ever on this issue. In fact, I've heard his popularity has gone up on this. So clearly the American people support this, and this is what they voted for.
They do, you know, and this is one of the two main issues that the president campaigned on in the last election cycle and that voters were basing their votes on. Obviously, making sure that we're rebuilding our economy was number one, but restoring the border and understanding Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet and brought 10, 15, 20 million illegal aliens into the United States. We have shut off that spigot. The president has already handled that. You know, we've got to deport the violent, criminal, illegal aliens and make sure that we keep our communities safe. It's an overwhelmingly positive issue. And it's remarkable that the Democrats have picked the wrong side of every 80-20 issue just out of reflexive opposition to the president. I'm still waiting for the first one to stand up and say, you know what, this is madness and we need to go in a different direction. Mikey Sherrill is certainly not going to be that one.
No, and Jack's a great guy, and I've known him a long time, and he's going to do a great job. And you're a great guy and a great chairman, and you're working really hard, and I appreciate the fact that this is going to be a priority for you. We all do. We all appreciate it very, very much, Chairman Michael Whatley. Thank you, as always, for coming on the show. I know we'll be talking to you again very, very soon in the next few weeks, so thanks, my friend.
Yep, thank you, Rich. Take care.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
That's right. In a week from Friday, we'll be there at the Grand Hotel because this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I want to see you there, and we'll have a lot of fun. We always do with these live shows. They're a blast. If you've not been to one yet, you're missing out. And if you've been to one, then you know how much fun they are. So come out and see us Friday, June 20th, 3 to 7 p.m. And think about making your summer vacation plans now by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And remember, the show on the 20th, you don't need a ticket. Just come on by. Live show, fifth floor ballroom, 3 to 7 p.m. You can stay for the whole show, part of the show. It's up to you, whatever you like. But what a great way to kick off summer officially. So let's do that, all right? I mentioned Justine Bateman before. The actress who was on Family Ties. And she's now, and I made this prediction, I said she's going to become kind of the darling of the right because she had it with the woke nonsense and she had it with the crap. And she just one day decided, I'm going to speak out. And it's really fun to watch because her brother, Jason Bateman, is the opposite. He's all in on the lefty madness. He sold his Tesla because he couldn't stand Elon Musk. And Justine Bateman has been very outspoken. She even today was taking shots at Gavin Newsom on X. Like, she even said something to the effect of, would you please get off Twitter and start dealing with the problem that's going on in your city, in your state? So she knows that he's been a disaster. But she made a really interesting point about Hollywood and all of these streaming services that are out there. And we talked about Netflix earlier, but It's interesting. I think there's a parallel here with the corporate media, which I'll explain to you in just a second. But this is what she said. She was on the Better Bad Ideas podcast with Sean O'Brien, who is the general president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Remember, the Teamsters did not officially back anyone in the race, which by doing so was an endorsement of Trump. And O'Brien spoke at the Republican National Convention. He's friends with the president, and pretty much every Teamster you know voted for Trump. Take a listen to Cut 28.
The fact, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, these three companies now pretty much financially control the business. They are the ones putting the most, well, I can't say the most, but a tremendous amount of money into production. But when you're looking at corporate health, right, you're looking at a business and you have a castle, which is your core business, and you've got the moat around it, and that moat protects it. The castle for Amazon is having this website that sells goods to people. And part of the moat is making some of these films and series that they call contents, just stuff, to put in the moat to keep people coming back to that site to make stuff.
Everything's a marketing ploy with these big companies.
Right. But they could tomorrow just go, this has been fun, but you know, it's not really working for us anymore. We're not going to make any more shows. Boom. That could be totally cut off. Apple, same thing. They make devices. It's a hardware company. This is part of their moat to just keep people on the devices. But it's they have no dog in the hunt. They don't depend on it, right? It's a loss leader, probably.
Right.
And then Netflix is a little bit different, but they have a website and they depend on having subscriptions. If they give this illusion of, you know, new material all the time, then they'll keep people on there. So there's not as much concern with what's in the material, inside this project, just that it gives the illusion that you have something new and possibly valuable. And it doesn't matter if it is actually valuable when you open it, so long as it's keeping the subscribers. In other words, the audience that we used to have for 100 years was people who were buying tickets in the theater and were turning on a television show. And the, you know, the ratings then caused the advertisers to pay more money. Your audience are these people that are either paying tickets or watching your show. Are they going to come pay and see this film? You know, you try to keep them.
Right.
You want to appeal to them or actually give society what you think it's missing so they come and get it by watching your film. The audience now is not the people watching the film. The audience now are the executives at Apple, Amazon, Netflix. Even if you're like Sony, you don't have an online play or whatever, you're making it for the theaters. That's still where you're going to end up. And so you have to make films and series that appeal to that audience of these executives. And these executives are looking to enforce the moat around their castle. And their castle
to support their bigger business.
Nothing to do with the film business.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So I think the parallel to that is news. The news that you think about in terms of the corporate media news, the legacy media, ABC, CBS, NBC, they are companies that make movies and TV shows and have news divisions that don't make them any money. And part of the reason why, for example, I've pointed out to you over the years, they're so soft on China is because they make a lot of money by showing their movies and their TV shows overseas on Chinese screens. That's the real reason. It's also the reason why their news divisions are so anti-Trump, too, for the same reason. They want to keep China happy. We saw this during COVID, and we still see it now today. I mean, CBS News makes no money for their parent company, which is Viacom, Paramount, Paramount Plus, and their streaming and their movies. And NBC News and MSNBC make no money for Comcast, which makes movies like Wicked made like $100 billion for Comcast. They're much more concerned with making sure that China shows that movie on their screens. ABC is owned by Disney, China, ABC News. They fire Terry Moran. They're like, oh, yeah, he doesn't meet our standards. They don't want to pay the guy. They don't care about his tweet about Stephen Miller. Just an excuse to cut a guy with a really big fat salary. But these news entities that exist, these are all owned by corporations that have movie and TV divisions that are there to make money on screens in China. And Apple's the same way with their streaming. And her point about how the executives now are the ones running this. It's not about art. It's not artists. It's not. That's so true. But it's the same thing with journalism. There's no journalism because they have to put out a product that keeps their overlords happy. That's the secret about ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, and then their other divisions that they have. That's the truth. And it's part of, honestly, it's part of frustration for me when people can't see that there's no actual objective journalism out there. There isn't, because these companies have products to sell, and those products need to be shown on screens in China. And so what they do is they cover for China. A great example of that is COVID-19 and what they did on covering for the Wuhan lab leak. And how much play have we gotten on the whole thing about the woman who smuggled in a virus the other day from Wuhan? And then before that, the people that smuggled in the fungus from China. Very little play in the news. Investigative journalist John Solomon, who's great, he has a site called Just the News. He went on Real America's Voice the other day, and he talked about an elite unit of scientists working for the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, of which now Tulsi Gabbard, that's one of the agencies now she's in charge of, concluded that COVID-19 was genetically manufactured, man-made, and yes, escaped. And I don't believe it escaped on accident. I never will. I think China wanted to go after Donald Trump. I think China wanted to destroy Donald Trump. China wanted Donald Trump to lose. They knew that unleashing this pandemic would hurt our economy. We would shut down. We would lock down, because China doesn't have an original thought. And they watched the movie Contagion and they saw how we operated and they thought, oh, that's exactly what America will do. Well, sure enough, that's exactly what America did. And then Donald Trump, among other reasons, was able to have the election stolen from him, that and the Hunter Biden laptop, of which the corporate media, to make sure China was happy, went along with the lie that laptop was Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation. They didn't challenge it. It's the same reason why they didn't challenge Joe Biden's mental decline and cognitive state. They all knew he was freaking senile, but they didn't challenge it. They covered for it. They didn't fail to cover the story. They covered it up. Because China wanted Joe Biden in the White House. They did not want Donald Trump in the White House. Do not underestimate the power of the money that these companies make with their movies and TV shows that are shown on Chinese screens. Do not underestimate that. These news divisions are not the moneymakers for them. They're loss leaders. Here's John Solomon, cut 25.
I show with some bombshell news to report to you, and that is that Just the News has obtained documents showing that an elite unit of scientists working for the Defense Intelligence Agency concluded that COVID-19 was very likely genetically manufactured, meaning man-made, and that it escaped the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that Chinese lab. And they came to that conclusion only 3 months into the pandemic. But guess what? Those scientists were told they could not tell that to the FBI or to the other intelligence agencies or to the White House or to anyone. Now, this is big news because we all know that it was former NIAID director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was a big proponent that the virus evolved naturally in nature, and he pushed back on any evidence suggesting it was man-made or part of a lab leak. Just as important. Just the News has confirmed the revelation is now at the heart of ongoing criminal and intelligence investigations into a possible COVID cover-up inside the FBI and U.S. spies agencies. There are two separate investigations. One's the FBI, one is the Intelligence Inspector General. Those are both big ones. And that means there could be some accountability ahead.
Good. And there should be accountability. Absolutely, there should be accountability. Wuhan scientists arrested for smuggling toxic parasites into the United States of America. U.S. detains Chinese scientists for smuggling biological material from Wuhan. Chinese PhD student from Wuhan arrested smuggling biological materials into the United States of America after deleting electronic evidence, according to the DOJ. Federal authorities exposed Chinese nationals' attempt to bring concealed worm specimens to an American laboratory. Let me tell you, this is going to happen again. This will happen again. Mark my words. Okay. Dr. Mike Venaria, what sets him apart? He's the best. What do I mean by the best? Well, he's so good at what he does in bringing you the perfect smile that other doctors send their patients to Dr. Mike Venaria. That's right. Dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike because he is the master of implant dentistry, the master of complicated dental work. for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years, recognized among his peers. But that's not the reason. The real reason is because my entire family goes to Dr. Mike. Bridget, Patrick, and Claire were there yesterday. Bridget got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike last year. She had to have her veneers replaced, and she's beautiful caps. So my point is, if I can trust this guy with my family, my kids, the people that are most important to me in my life, you know you can trust your family with Dr. Mike Veneria and your smile with Dr. Mike. He's two offices for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. They're both right over the bridge and easy to get to. So what are you waiting for? If you need a complicated dental implant, if you need a complicated dental procedure, go see Dr. Mike. You should also go see a dentist because it's good for your overall health. And you'll love the people there. Great people, great music. Dedicated to your care. That's who he is. That's what he's all about. VanariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria. VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beach Boys. Which song is this, Justin?
This is I Can Hear Music.
Very nice. Which people on the YouTube stream cannot, ironically enough. But we can. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can't. But I'm not going to sing to you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Is that Elon Musk says, I regret some of my posts about Trump. I went too far, you think? That is Dr. Mike Veneria, two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Go see him for your perfect smile. I believe we are awaiting Susan, right? I don't think she's there yet.
She is not here yet.
Okay, no problem. In the meantime, let me share some audio with you. Caroline Levitt, speaking of China, was talking about the China trade negotiations. And this is today's White House press briefing, cut number 4.
I do have more specifics for you. I spoke to the president about this. He spoke to his trade team, who did a fantastic job negotiating this on behalf of the United States and meeting with their Chinese counterparts. The president is talking to them about the details of it now. But what the president heard, he liked. China has agreed to open their markets to the United States separately of this deal. And when it comes to this deal, we're going back to the terms that were agreed upon in Geneva for the release of some of those critical minerals and the magnets from China to the United States. And we have agreed to fully comply with the Geneva Agreement as well. So the president is reviewing the details of that with his trade team now, and you'll hear more from him, I'm sure.
She also talked about the fact that the this idea that Trump somehow escalated the violence in Los Angeles. It's a ridiculous notion by the left that they're pushing. In fact, it kind of started from Whoopi Goldberg, believe it or not. Let me play the Karen Johnson. Who falsely claims the riots in L.A. had been peaceful for days and only became violent because of the National Guard and ICE. So the mere presence of these soldiers caused some sort of a rage virus and then caused people who were just being peaceful to suddenly burst out into rage. That's the logic you have to wrap your brain around. Would make for a great movie, by the way. And I may write that as part of my Zioli film collection, along with White House Cocaine Dogs and Beast One, about the president taking over his car. Here's Cut 21.
But are people getting a much different view of what's going on in L.A., depending on where they're watching this play out? Because it's quite different when you're talking to people in L.A.
Yeah.
And very different than what you're seeing on the news.
Speak to people? Have you spoken to people in L.A.?
My whole family's in L.A.
What do they say?
They're saying, you know, people are mad. It's been peaceful for days. And then suddenly these guys showed up and flipped everybody out.
Yeah, I heard.
So that's what my family is saying.
I heard the same thing. I spoke to about five people that live in L.A., that work in L.A., and they said that these protests were very, very orderly. They weren't violent, and they occurred in about a four-block radius. Mm-hmm. And we all know how large L.A. is. And so in my view, is no crisis in Los Angeles that ICE did not cause. That is the fact of the matter, right?
Looks like that.
And we now know that Stephen Miller ordered his order that they arrest 3,000 people a day, that ICE arrests 3,000 people a day, led to this.
So understand that. They were totally peaceful. National Guard troops showed up. And some rage virus that I assume was made in a lab in China, in Wuhan, caused them to all become violent. So utterly ridiculous. Caroline Leavitt displayed some of the vicious illegal immigrant criminals who've been arrested in Los Angeles in recent days. Cut number two.
Sanctuary cities and states will no longer be allowed to shield illegal criminals from deportation. Just take a look at some of the illegal monsters who were taken off the streets in Los Angeles in recent days. A Vietnamese national, a known gang member with a conviction for second-degree murder. A Mexican national with convictions for child molestation, who was armed with a dangerous weapon and had previous arrests for robbery and domestic violence. A Filipino national with convictions of rape, assault, burglary, and theft. A Mexican national convicted of statutory rape, narcotics violations, and hit and run. A Nicaraguan national with convictions for domestic violence and hit and run, and a previous assault arrest for willful cruelty to a child. And an illegal alien from Mexico who was arrested after allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at law enforcement officers during the Paramount riots on Saturday. He is now being charged with attempted murder. Law-abiding American citizens do not want these public safety threats living in their communities, no matter what Democrats like Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom may claim. And let this be an unequivocal message to left-wing radicals in other parts of the country who are thinking about copycatting the violence in an effort to stop this administration's mass deportation efforts. You will not succeed. Any lawlessness will only strengthen this president's resolve to defend the majority of Americans who want to live their lives peacefully, free from the fear of violent criminal illegal aliens. As President Trump said, order will be maintained and illegal aliens will be expelled from our country.
Now, let's look at some of the local impact on this, right? So one story is John Fetterman calls out Democrat Party for not condemning the L.A. violence. And then there's Jim Kenney, who, of course, as you remember, did the white man's overbite, dancing in the hallway. We are a sanctuary city, yeah! Actually wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post. And in that opinion piece, he goes on to say, yes, I made Philadelphia a sanctuary city, and it was the right choice. So look at the contrast here. John Fetterman, here's a story from thehill.com. Fetterman calls out Democrats, you are losing the high ground with your response. He wrote on X, quote, my party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and asserting and assaulting law enforcement. I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but this is not that. Later in the day, Fetterman clarified that he wasn't disappointed in Democrats, but wanted to share his take on the situation, free of ridiculing California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. I have no judgment to them. All I'm saying is, for me, with what has happened, the optics that have emerged, for the vast majority of people, it's way beyond free speech or protesting. That's what the senator told News Nation. And yeah, you have lost the moral high ground. No freaking kidding you have. And yet you got guys like Jim Kenney doubling down on the fact that they're happy they made Philadelphia a sanctuary city. And what is a sanctuary city? A sanctuary city is not where the feds are not allowed to go in and go into an apartment and grab an abuela. No. What a sanctuary city is that if somebody's arrested and they're a criminal and they're in jail, and then ICE gets notice that they're in jail and there's a detainer request in that person, then ICE can't get them. The local authorities won't help. So they eventually, by doing so, help these fugitives escape justice. That's what a sanctuary city is. And here you have Jim Kenney proud of the fact that he made Philadelphia a sanctuary city. You notice how Sherelle Parker, the new mayor of Philadelphia, is hiding from this? Because she doesn't want to lose all the funding. And she ran on being tough on crime, and she wants to work with the police. By the way, a man who voted in the New Jersey primary on Tuesday spoke with NBC 10 about the issue that matters to him the most. This is kind of interesting, but it also it plays into what I think is very similar to L.A. It's the failure of the Democrats to handle even local emergencies and wildfires and things like this. It's just their incompetent leadership. It's kind of every level. Cut 11.
I'm voting primarily because of the road closures that Phil Murphy and the DEP have been instituting out in Wharton State Forest. Wharton State Forest was bought with public funds from every taxpayer out in New Jersey. And over the past 8 years, they've been trying to shut it down to public access, and that needs to stop. So voting for a candidate, yes, that is my single issue in this whole entire election, is getting the best candidate out there to reopen access to Wharton State Forest.
Did you have to do a lot of research to find out where they stood on that?
Yeah, there's actually an organization called Open Trails New Jersey, and you can look them up, and they present where each candidate is on the issue.
Okay. All right, cool.
Isn't that amazing, though? The guys to do all this work. Because the Democrat administration of His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable can't do that. A buddy of mine who's in the energy industry told me we're getting another rate increase in New Jersey in September. This is all going to help Jack Cittarelli, I'm telling you. On the national front, Representative Linda Sanchez, D. Lunatic, basically accuses Secretary Scott Bessent of being sexist because he tried to correct her lie that prices are actually rising. So he was testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee on the priorities of the Treasury Department. This is cut number 12.
In fact, we've already seen that prices are rising on many
everyday goods.
Congresswoman,
please don't interrupt me. The time is mine. Please don't interrupt
and,
me. I will ask you questions, and I will grant you an opportunity to answer them, but please don't interrupt me during my time.
With pleasure.
Okay, I know I'm a woman, but please try to limit yourself to answering my questions. No, I'm sorry, but we get talked over all the time, and I don't want that to happen at this hearing.
Well, you know those gay guys, they just love to talk over you women. Oh, guess what? I just got a text. Look at that. I got a I sent a note to future Governor Jack Cittarelli last night at 8:42 p.m. congratulating him. I said, "Congratulations, Jack. Excuse me, Governor." He just wrote back, "Smiley face, thumbs up emoji, and strong fist emoji." Now, you know my feeling on men who use emojis. I'm still going to vote for him. I'm still going to do everything I can to support him and make sure he becomes the next governor. But I may have to have a chat with him about his emoji use. I'm just saying. I may have to have a chat. I may. There might be other bigger fish to fry, but, you know. But I'm still standing with him. You know. Because I know Jack would never put pineapple on a pizza. He's an Italian. He's a true Italian. So anyway, so that sexist bastard, Scott Bessent, also went on, along with Congressman Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, detailing the crazy positions of Democrats who oppose the One Big Beautiful Bill, Cut 13.
We're hearing a lot from the other side here today on things that just simply falsehoods about the bill, things that are not in this bill. And I just want to remind our listeners what Democrats are voting for by voting against this bill. They will be voting for a vote against this bill is a vote for the largest tax increase in American history, a tax increase that will affect average households at every tax bracket level. They're voting for a decrease, in fact, a 50% decrease in the child tax credit, which is so important, provides important relief to every American family. They're voting for allowing Medicaid dollars to go to people who are here in the country illegally at the expense of American citizens.
Yes, sir, 1.4 million of them.
And they are voting to allow Medicaid dollars that are intended for people who really need them to go to individuals who could be working but choose not to.
They are voting for Medicaid benefits not to go to women and children as they should.
The Democrats are freaking nuts, aren't they? I mean, they're just crazy. They're just crazy. And that's why they're losing. It's why they have no ability to win. Really, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just, look, for example, U.S. Attorney Bill Isolai, California, Central District of California, announced charges against two more individuals for peacefully throwing Molotov cocktails at federal law enforcement officers. Mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails. They were mostly peacefully throwing these mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails. Cut number 20.
Last Saturday, one defendant, Emiliano Galvez, hid behind a fence and threw the destructive device at a sheriff's deputy, then ran away. Deputies gave chase and arrested him. That's the video you actually see playing right there. The following day, a police officer apprehended the other defendant, Raki Quigui, after spotting him with a Molotov cocktail in his hand. Officers witnessed him throw the device in the air and then arrested him with a lighter in his right hand. I commend our prosecutors and our law enforcement partners for swiftly taking action against these individuals. Our community must be kept safe for peaceful protests and against thugs and criminals looking to start trouble. We expect more charges to be filed in the coming days and weeks. If you took part in these riots and were looking to cause trouble, we will come looking for you. These defendants are charged with possession of an unregistered explosive device in violation of 26 United States Code Section 5861D. Possessing a Molotov cocktail or another destructive device is punishable by up to 10 years in federal prison.
You know, a mostly peaceful Molotov cocktail is like a non-alcoholic cocktail. So they're really helpful during dry January. Yeah, no, it's pure craziness. It really is. It's just nuts. But somehow, again, it's just they see these National Guardsmen. They look at their uniforms and they go, "Oh my God!" And then the rage virus kicks in. That's what happens. Now, President Trump, when asked about Gavin Newsom, just wants him to do a good job. Not that complicated. Cut 17.
All I want him to do is do a good job. I'd rather have him do a good job than a bad job, even though politically, I guess you could take the other extreme. He's doing a poor job. He's doing a poor job with the train. How about the train that's costing like 40 times more than it was supposed to? It doesn't go to San Francisco or Los Angeles. It's way short because it was too expensive to go in. The whole thing is crazy. It is the worst run, one of the worst run places. We have a lot of them. In almost all cases run by Democrats.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I just got a tweet from somebody. I do monitor Twitter. I try my best anyway. Let's see. It was I'm trying to find who sent it to me. Yes, Tanstafel, who said, Rich, the parade will primarily be for the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. Correct. It is. So Saturday, June 14th is President Trump's birthday. It's also the 205th anniversary of the United States Army. It's also to celebrate the fact that we won World War II, because the president was annoyed by the fact that the French celebrate it and we don't. And without us, the French would all be speaking German right now, which is true. But here's Governor Gavin Newsom explaining that the military is actually putting on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday. Cut 16.
This is a president who in just over 140 days has fired government watchdogs that could hold him accountable for corruption and fraud. He's declared a war on culture, on history, on science, on knowledge itself. Databases, quite literally, are vanishing. He's delegitimizing news organizations, and he's assaulting the First Amendment. And the threat of defunding them, at threat, he's dictating what universities themselves can teach. He's targeting law firms and the judicial branch that are the foundations of an orderly and civil society. He's calling for a sitting governor to be arrested for no other reason than to, in his own words, for getting elected. And we all know this Saturday, he's ordering our American heroes, the United States military, and forcing them to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday, just as other failed dictators have done in the past.
And also to celebrate their own anniversary of 250 years and that. Okay, listen, big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. Let's get into New Jersey and other things. Garden State Earthworks. Listen, all this rain, what are you doing about it? You got to reach out to my buddy Lou Vargo, GardenStateEarthworks.com. With all this rain, they are super busy because they're the best. They solve your water problems guaranteed. 856-848-4444. That's the number. That's who I want you to call today, Lou Vargo. 856-848-4444. They'll make you a priority if you tell them I sent you. Where's water causing you a problem? Your backyard, just ponding? Mosquitoes breeding? Is it causing your swimming pool liner to shift? Is it causing problems to your foundation, getting into your basement? Wherever water is a problem, please, I want you to use Garden State Earthworks. They are the best at what they do, and I know this because I've used them twice in two different houses. Our first house had a wet basement. I met Lou Vargo for the first time. Lou said, I promise you, you'll never have another drop of water in this basement ever again, and he's a man of his word, and he was right. This house backyard was like a gigantic pond, and he drained the water away. We never had a problem ever again. That's what they'll do for you, guaranteed. We got more rain on the way, so reach out to them right now. Leave a message. They'll make you a priority. Just tell them I sent you. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.